episode 80 of the 90 Day Win podcast. This is your host, Sandy B, and we are talking about taking risks for our wins. Are you a risk taker? Do you believe it's important to take risks to achieve your big goals? We're talking about it today. Taking risks to achieve your wins on the 90 Day Win podcast. This is your host, Sandy B. Let's get it. Are you a risk taker? Are you someone who believes that in order to achieve goals, you have to be willing to take risks? I'm one of those people. I believe that risks are things that we may sometimes be concerned about or not sure if they will lead to some difficult challenges and obstacles, but I'm willing to take the risk. I'm willing to bet on myself. And I think that's really what it's about. If you are willing to bet on yourself to achieve your goals, you believe in yourself, you have that confidence in yourself, you are motivated to take risks. That's what we're talking about today. Brian Tracy said, when you have clearly identified the risks involved, you can plan and prepare to maximize your opportunities while minimizing those risks. Your ability to confidently take calculated risks is the direction in the direction of your goals will ultimately help you achieve the goals you set for yourself and lead you towards success. I totally agree with that statement. I can think of so many times in my life where I decided I was going to take the risk. Sometimes the risk is moving to a different physical location. And I'll tell you a little more about a risk I took that I believe that I'm still reaping benefits from because I decided to take a risk. So I want you to think about a time when you had to make a decision and there were some risks involved. How did you handle it? What did you do? What was your mindset? When you decide you're going to take a risk, like Brian Tracy says, it should be calculated, right? And so you should have a clear outcome of your goal by taking the risk. And so when you think about the things you desire to accomplish in life, you have to take some risks. You have to go out there. Maybe the risk for you is to go and approach someone about an opportunity, or it is changing careers and you're not quite sure. I know a lot of us can relate to that. Whatever it is, you have to decide the value, the importance of it. Each morning that we wake up and we get out of bed, we are taking risks to some degree. And so it's important for us to have that confidence that we are taking the right risks at the right time for the right reason in order to achieve the goals we desire. When you think about this quarter, we are almost at the end of the first month of this quarter. What goals are you planning to achieve? What risks will you take for your goals? We have the opportunity to end 2022 achieving some big wins, but it's going to require for us to take risks. Are you ready to take risks for your goals this year? We have two more months left in 2022, and I believe you can take risks. You can decide that you want to achieve whatever that goal is. You are going to put in the work and you are going to take the steps. Maybe you won't complete this activity that you are thinking about you want to accomplish by the end of the year, but you can start making steps, taking steps, taking action to achieve your wins. Are you ready to believe in yourself? Do you have that confidence in yourself? Or are you afraid? Are you worried? Are you concerned? You may have an opportunity right now to take a risk that you can't afford not to take. The downside could be so costly because you are not taking the opportunity. you may be missing an opportunity because you're afraid to take the risk. The upside could be so exciting that it is so worth taking the chance to go after what you truly desire. If you are working on a big project and you have to go to a place, a different place, you have to go out of the country in order to work with some people so you can achieve this big project. And so it's really important to you. Are you not going to go? Are you not going to take the trip? Are you not going to take the chance for this great opportunity? You would be crazy not to. And that's what we have to realize. Sometimes we have great opportunities, but it's going to stretch us. We are going to have to take some chances. We are going to have to risk our time and our energy because we truly believe in what we are building. You can think of so many different people who tell their story. I was listening to a interview with Ryan Coogling, the creator of Black Panther, and he talked about how he had to go to Africa and spend some time there. And so there were some risks involved, but he was willing to do it to make sure he produced a good product. So sometimes you have to decide that it's worth the risk for you to achieve the goal. I'll share with you one of my risks that I am still benefiting from because I took the opportunity. So in 2009, I don't know why I couldn't get that out. In 2009, my family and I, we were living in Florida. And so I had just completed my graduate studies and I wanted a better opportunity. And so I decided that I was going to move to Atlanta, that our family was going to move to Atlanta. And so I had some connections and I had talked with a couple of former colleagues. And this one particular colleague, she told me about a great opportunity here in Atlanta. And so I was excited. And so I took the risk to come to Atlanta. And my husband and I decided that he would stay back in Florida and I would come here and get situated in Atlanta and get things together before him and my daughter would come. And so I remember when I came up here, I was waiting for my interview and it actually took a lot longer than it really needed to for whatever reason. And I was getting really despondent and I was getting frustrated. I didn't know if I made the right decision. And I'm always going to take the risk. That's just my mindset. I will figure out what the downsides, the obstacles, the challenges may be when I make a decision, but when I am clear that it makes sense for me, even with the risk that I may face, I'm going to go full steam ahead. Anyone else like that? So in doing that, I came to Atlanta and maybe looking back, maybe I came too early. Maybe I should have waited a little longer, but I knew this was the right opportunity for myself and my family. And I'm grateful that I have a husband who supports me so much in all my crazy adventures and he truly believes in me. He's seen me take risks and achieve goals. So he's usually asking certain questions, but he knows that I am focused and driven and I have a clear vision of our lives and our future. So he is very supportive. And because of that support, I am able to kind of, you know, chart course and do things that are exciting to me and allow for me to take the risk. So this risk was us moving here to Atlanta. And I can tell you 13 years later, this is one of the best decisions I feel that we made for our family. We love it here. We have created a community for ourselves here. And I'm grateful when I thought about this episode and taking risks to win, this is one risk I know that I took in my life that was so beneficial to me. I am so excited and happy and motivated that we made that decision because I love living in Atlanta. I love the community that we've developed around us. I love the opportunities that continue to be available to us And I feel as if Atlanta is definitely our home. We've lived multiple different places, but this is definitely our home. We love it here. But what if I didn't take that risk? What if I was afraid to make that change? What if I said, no, I'm just going to stay in Florida where we were living at the time? There weren't any opportunities for me in my career to move forward as an accountant and experience the corporate work that I desired to do after getting my master's. So what if I didn't take that risk? Sometimes you have to believe and have the confidence in yourself. You have to know that a way will be made and you are going to take the risk because you know it will bring you great reward. I can think about other times where I was deciding what school to go to, and I'm so glad that I chose for undergrad to go to a historically Black college. I wanted to experience that support and that love and that grounding that I believe comes from going to a Black college. And so that was a choice that I made. It was a risk that I made. I was coming from Pennsylvania, going to North Carolina. It was very different for me, but it was so rewarding. I just got back last week from homecoming. It was amazing. And to be beneath the maples and the oaks with these amazing people that I went to school with, that I pledged with, that I have developed this family with at Livingstone College in Salisbury, North Carolina, I am so glad that I took that risk. I remember talking with my grandmother, and at the time she was living in Florida and she wanted me to go to University of Florida. She didn't understand why I would go to North Carolina where I didn't have any family, but I knew that was the right decision for me. And so that's the thing. When you understand you are making the right decision for yourself, when you are motivated, when you are excited about your vision, you are willing to take the risk. So I would encourage you, don't be afraid to take the risk for your wins. Is there something that you desire to do? Is there something that you are so passionate about, but you are not sure? I would encourage you to take some time to think about the risks involved. Think about the challenges and the obstacles you will face, and then think about how you can be specific about the plans you need to put together. Think about your vision for what you desire to accomplish. You know, with the 90 Day Wins podcast and with 90 Day Wins coaching, I always talk to you about creating that vision for yourself. You have to be the visionary of your future. What do you envision for your life? When you think about 5, 10 years down the road, or even next year, what do you desire to achieve? What goals will you set for yourself? You are moving towards that ideal of your life that you desire. And you have to put in the work. It's not just about dreaming about it. You have to take action. Taking action for your wins. That's one of our prior episodes. I encourage you to go check it out. When you think about this time, this season, it's a perfect time for you to take the risk for your wins. What do you want? If you can clearly identify the risks involved, you can plan and prepare to maximize your opportunities while minimizing those risks. Your ability to confidently take calculated risks in the direction of your goals, that will ultimately help you achieve your goals. And that will allow for you to achieve the success you desire. It is up to you, goal getter. You have to decide the risk is worth you taking for your wins. I'm so glad I took that risk to decide to come to Atlanta. Now 13 years in, I am enjoying being here. I am enjoying the people that I get to work with, that I get to learn from, that I get to grow with, the community that I'm around, the community that my daughter is around, the people she gets to learn and grow from as well. It's so important that you envision the future you desire for your life, and then you take action to make those thoughts and those goals and those plans a reality. It's up to you. It's up to you to believe that you can do it. Create the plan. You have the time and the opportunity, but you have to be willing to use it wisely. You have to seize the moment. Right now is the time for you to decide. Will you take the risk for your goals? What is it that you desire? With the 90-day wins process, the six steps that we follow, we start with the vision. What is this vision you have for your life? And then we break it down and say, what will you achieve within the next 90 days? You start with small goals. So when I decided to come here to Atlanta, my first goal was to apply for the position. And then my next goal was to figure out how would I live when I got to Atlanta. So I had to acquire a place to stay. And within that time, I went through challenges and obstacles. The first place I decided to stay, I had to move somewhere else because it wasn't working out where I originally decided to stay. And then I had to get really clear about where I wanted to live. Atlanta is a huge place. I like to say I went from Polk County, Florida to Gwinnett County, Georgia. And so I didn't know anything about Gwinnett County. So I had to take the time. When I started working, I was very diligent. Every day I would leave work and then I would drive up to Gwinnett. I was working in Sandy Springs. I would drive up to Gwinnett and I would look around. I would look at different homes to decide exactly where we wanted to live. And so it's a whole process. So when you think about what you desire to accomplish, depending on how big it is, you may have to have sub goals, but it's you taking steps, taking each day an opportunity to move forward, whatever the task may be. At that point, the task was literally connecting with different homeowners, realtors, whoever, in the area that I wanted to be, talking with different people that I was meeting, friends and family members that I knew that knew different places here. But it's allowing yourself to take a step each day. I was very diligent because I wanted my family to be here. So it required for me to stay focused and believe, did I get despondent? Definitely. Did I get frustrated? Frustrated? Absolutely. I remember there was one place I was looking at, it didn't work out. But that led me to find another place because I was able to work with a realtor who really understood what I was looking for. And she took me to the place that we ended up moving into. So you see, it's you desiring and envisioning more for yourself and then moving with calculated, focused steps to actually achieve it. There were a lot of risk involved. Me being away from my family, my husband trusting me and knowing that I was doing this for the good of our family, I miss them terribly, but I knew it was a risk worth taking so we could be where we are now. 13 years later, I'm so glad I took that risk. So whatever it is you are thinking, you are believing, you are hoping for, I would like to encourage you to take some time and think about and identify clearly the risks that are involved in the steps that you want to take. And then create the plan. Create your plan of action of how you will move forward. Understanding that you have to be flexible. You have to be okay with change because change is a part of the journey. But be clear, no matter what, you are going to keep moving forward. You are going to work daily towards your goals and you are committing yourself to achieve your wins because that's truly how you can take risks and win. You think about visionaries like a Steve Jobs or a Elon Musk or a Robert Johnson, so many different people that have taken risks, Tyler Perry, you know, have gone through loss, have had to make changes, Oprah Winfrey, so many different people. But the thing about it is they don't give up. They have failures, but they use those failures as lessons. They use the lessons to move forward and achieve great wins. So when you think about taking risks, understand you will have lessons along the way. You will have challenges, you will have obstacles, but these risks will allow for you to be able to plan and prepare and maximize your opportunities. So don't be afraid to take the risk for your wins, goal-getter. You can do it. It requires you believing in yourself and knowing this is a journey. You have that vision of your future and you're working towards that goal. You're going to go through challenges. You're going to go through obstacles, but you can achieve your wins. So today, I want you to think about the risks that you will take for your goals and then plan your actions to get your wins. This is Sandy B. It's time for you to be accountable to achieve those goals you've been talking about for so long. With 90 Day Wins Coaching, I help you achieve those goals. It's about taking action each day for your wins. Do you need an accountability coach? Go to 90daywins.com and sign up for your free discovery call with me, Coach Sandy B, and let's start winning together. You can do it and I can help you. 90 Day Wins, we're about actually helping you achieve those goals you've been talking about. Let's take action today and get your wins. First step is to sign up for your discovery call so we can talk about your vision, talk about the plans you need to execute, and then let's create that plan for you so you can achieve your wins. 90 Day Wins Coaching. Let's get it. On the next episode of the 90 Day Win podcast, we discuss visionary leaders and how they win. You don't want to miss it. 90 Day Win podcast, visionary leaders and how they win. Make sure you tune in and share with your friend. Sharing is caring. We win together. So share with your friend 90 Day Win podcast and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you. It's time to ignite the goal getter within. Ignite the Goal Getter Within is the book that I wrote to encourage you to achieve your goals every 90 days. It provides the 6 steps to your wins. You can get it on Amazon or you can buy it from my website, but get your copy today so you can ignite the goal getter within. You can start achieving the goals you desire for yourself and you can think about your vision because 2023 will be here before you know it. And you want to make sure that you are putting your plans in place. You are thinking about your vision. You are creating that vision board that I encourage you to create and you start believing in yourself to achieve your wins. So ignite the goal getter within. It's on Amazon. It's on 90daywins.com. Get your copy today, goal getter, so you can start achieving your wins every 90 days. This is Sandra Barker McIntosh, Sandy B, and I am the author of the book. And I believe everyone can achieve their goals. They just have to ignite that fire, that passion within, and then allow themselves to stay accountable to achieve those goals they desire for their lives. You can do it, go getter. Let's win together.
I'm just counting my wins. I know I'm good, but I'm better within. And I keep a lot of herbal in my chalice, let it drift in the wind. I feel goosebumps under my skin. I'm feeling better within. I'm feeling better, but I'm getting the wins. I'm feeling fresher than a new set of twins. Can't let the devil get in. I'm in the yard with the fuzz in my lens. I'm trying to pull up with the fuzz in the bins with a couple of friends. We on our level and we getting the wins. We running laps and I ain't scuffing my tens. And when you see me, I grin. And every quarter, I be picking the wins. I'm Tom Brady, I be getting the wins. I'm young Kobe, I be getting the wins. I'm young Floyd, I be getting the wins. I'm with my boys and we getting them wins. We outside with the loot and the trim. I'm going out and I'm getting my wins. I'm going out and I'm getting my wins.
Go get your wins. Go get your wins. Go get your wins.